朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
感谢神还给我们机会，我们可以或者在线上或者在线下，
That we can either be online or on site.
一同在圣灵里来敬拜我们的主。
Together in the Holy Spirit, that we can come and worship our Lord.
请我们打开加拉太书第五章。
Let's open our Bible to the book of Galatians chapter 5.
我们从26节读到第六章的第五节。
We're going to read from the verse 25 to chapter 6, verse 5.
不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了。因为个人必担当自己的担子。我们在主面前一起再有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer in front of our Lord.
亲爱的主，
Dear Lord,
每一次我们来到饼杯的面前，
Every time we come before the bread and the cup,
我们就心被恩感。
Our heart is touched by your grace.
这是什么样的恩典？
What kind of grace that is?
这是什么样的福气？
What kind of blessing that is?
我们这些原来与你为仇为敌的人，
We who were your enemies before,
如今不但可以与神和好，
Now not only can we be reconciled with God,
并且成为你家里的人，
and become a member of your family,
我们可以与你一同坐席。
We can feast and sit together with you.
我们可以享受你为我们摆设的一切丰富。
We can enjoy all the abundance that you have prepared for us.
我们实在感谢你。
We truly thank you.
但愿你不只是借着饼杯对我们的心说话。
We pray that you not only speak to our heart through the bread and the cup.
我们也求你继续用这圣经来对我们说话。
We also ask that you continue to speak to our heart through the Bible.
但愿圣灵能够把主自己的话向我们解开。
May the Holy Spirit open up the Lord's words to us himself.
让你的百姓得蒙光照。
So that your people may be enlightened.
我们能够更多的认识你。
That we can get to know you even more.
也更多的认识自己。
And get to know ourselves even more.
我们感谢祷告是靠主耶稣基督的名。
We thank and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们从加拉太书第五章开始。
Starting from the book of Galatians chapter 5.
就看到保罗向我们宣告基督徒伟大的自由宪章。
And we can see the greatness that's revealed to us of the great constitution.
这一章圣经不但告诉我们，我们是生而自由的人。
This chapter of the Bible not only tells us that we're born free.
我们可以自由地奔跑。
That we can run free.
我们可以自由地爱。
We can love freely.
我们可以自由地得胜。
that we can overcome freely.
我们可以自由的生活。
And we can live freely.
在我们今天所读的这段圣经里，
In this part of the Bible that we read today,
保罗告诉我们，
Paul tells us,
我们可以自由的建立美好的人际关系。
That we can build up freely a beautiful human relationship.
五章二十六节。
Chapter 5, verse 26.
是一个美好人际关系的根基。
It's the foundation of a beautiful human relationship.
六章一节。
Verse 1 of chapter 6.
是美好人际关系最大的挑战。
It's the greatest challenge of a beautiful human relationship.
六章二到五节。
And chapter 6, verses 2 to 5.
是美好人际关系的原则。
It's the basic principle of a beautiful relationship, human relationship.
人际关系。
Human relationship.
在我成长的过程中，
During the process of my growing up,
我从来不觉得这有什么重要。
I never thought that is of any importance.
你不喜欢我，
If you don't like me,
我也不喜欢你。
I don't like you.
有什么了不起？
So what's so important about that?
但是在我孩子小的时候，
However, when my children were young,
有一天我们聚会结束回到家里，
One day when we returned home after the gathering,
我发现我的女儿满脸不高兴。
I discovered that my daughter was full ofunhappiness on her face.
问了半天。
I asked her for a long time.
原来有故事。
Oh, I found out that there is a story about it.
从前有一个从外地搬来的小女孩。
There was a little girl who moved from somewhere else.
这个小女孩穿的衣服跟这里我们教会的小女生穿的衣服样子。不太一样。
The style of this little girl, what she wears, is not too similar to those little girls that they wear here.
这个小女孩实在英文很不怎么地。
And this little girl's English was not too good.
而我们教会的孩子基本上都是在这里长大的。
And all the children in our church basically all grew up here.
他们听的歌也不一样。
The songs they listen to are different.
他们说的笑话也不一样。
So even the jokes that they share are different.
所以这个小女孩来到教会。
So therefore, this little girl, when she came to the church,
没有人理她。
No one pays much attention to her.
不像现在。
Not unlike now.
现在这个世界是一个世界。
Now this world is just one world.
大家都看日本人的漫画。
Everybody is looking at the same kind of cartoon.
都唱韩国人的歌。
Oh, and they sing the Korean songs.
所以管你是港澳台还是国内还是这里的年轻人都可以混在一起。
So regardless, whether you're looking the Hong Kong, China, Taiwan, or the local channels, it's okay.
但是那个年代不是这样子的。
But in those days, it's not like that.
所以这个小女孩子在我们教会很可怜。
So this little girl in our church is very pitiful.
我就叫我的女儿去照顾她。
So I asked my daughter to go and look after her.
去找她讲话。
To try and talk to her.
去关心她。
To care for her.
为了这个事情。
For this matter.
我女儿原来在教会的一些朋友
The friends of my daughter originally in the church
还笑我女儿
They laughed at my daughter
但是经过我女儿的努力呢
But after some efforts by my daughter
慢慢的其他的孩子也就接纳了这个小孩
Gradually the other children accepted this little girl
那一天聚会回来女儿不高兴。
That day after gathering when we came home and my daughter was unhappy.
是因为我女儿发现了。
It's because my daughter has discovered that.
她辛辛苦苦帮助的这个女孩
This little girl whom she had been trying to help
居然在她许多的好朋友面前说很多的谎话来挑拨我女儿跟她朋友们的关系
That she actually lied in front of the other children to try and stir up trouble the relationship of my daughter and the friends
难怪她那天回到家一肚子不开心
No wonder that day when she came home she was so unhappy
我一开始还不太理解
In the beginning I didn't understand it too much
因为在我的思想里面
Because in the way I think
不要理他就没事了
Just ignore them and it would be fine
我总觉得
And I always thought
我的女儿
My daughter
人长得漂亮
She's pretty
又聪明
And she's clever
又爱主
And she loves the Lord
父母又疼爱
And her parents love her so much
那个没有良心的小女孩就有什么关系呢
So that, what does it matter with this heartless little girl?
但是我很清楚地看到
But I very clearly saw that.
当人跟人相处不好的时候
When people cannot get along well,
其实人里面都是痛苦的
But actually inside you actually feel painful.
只是每个人处理的方式不同。
It's just that everyone has a different way of dealing with it.
这是为什么
？This is why.
今天你看很多的人。
Today you can see many people.
他们在社交媒体上有很多很多的朋友。
They have so many friends in the social media.
但是他们在身旁却没有几个真正可以讲真心话的知己。
They don't really have too many friends and confidants close to them where they can tell each other the truth.
今天很多人根本没有办法跟他同一个屋檐下的人好好的过日子。
Today, so many people are not able to lead just a peaceful life with the people under the same roof.
我不知道听到多少人。
I don't know how many stories I've heard.
告诉我。
Telling me.
真正懂他的人。
Those who truly understand him
都在远方
are all in the distant land.
身边都是会惹他生气的人
And the people around him is always people who will cause him to be angry.
明明可以活得喜乐满足的日子
He could actually lead a very happy and joyful life.
被很多人过得既苍白又痛苦
But he's been leading such a painful and sorrowful life.
这是为什么在教会历史里面
This is why in the history of the church,
常常有一些人选择要到沙漠中去独处
Constantly there are people who choose to go and lead a solitary life in the desert.
今天有许多人选择活在虚拟世界里
And today, people living in an unreal virtual world.
其实很多人他装着越不在乎的时候
And actually, the more you pretend that you don't care,
他心灵深处的那个渴望和痛苦是更深的。
The longing and sorrow in the depth of his heart is actually even worse.
因为神造我们的时候
Because when God created us,
我们就需要跟人有关系。
We need to have a relationship with other people.
神不是把我们造成一个孤独的人。
God did not create us to be a lonely person.
保罗在今天的这段经文里
Paul today in today's scripture verse
告诉我们
Tell us
一个可以跟圣灵一同跳舞的人
One who can dance with the Holy Spirit
他也可以享受美好的人际关系
He can also enjoy a beautiful human relationship
可是要能够享受美好的人际关系
However, to be able to enjoy a beautiful human relationship,
有两个重点。
There are two focal points.
第一个
First one,
我们需要懂得我们对自己的态度。
We need to understand our own attitude ourselves.
或者说我们对自己的看法。
Or maybe better saying is to our point of view towards ourselves.
这是我们今天要一起分享的。
This is what we want to share today.
那第二个方面的重点呢？
The second highlight is
你要过一个美好关系的生活。
If you want to lead a life, a beautiful relationship,
一定要学会这个彼此的原则。
So you need to lead and understand the principle of each other.
One another. 那这是我们以后要接下去继续讲的。
And this is what we will continue to share in future.
我们今天就专注在五章的二十六节。
Today we're going to focus on chapter 5, verse 26.
这节圣经看起来很简单。
This verse looks very simple.
这节圣经在希腊原文里。
This verse in the original text.
总共只有19个字。
There are only just about 10 words.
非常少。
Very few.
但是这节圣经却是一个人可以过美好的人际关系的一个重要根基。
But this is a very important foundation for one to be able to lead a beautiful human relationship.
那这句话跟我们上一次分享的25节是有关系的。
And this verse has something to do as a relationship with verse 25 that we shared last time.
保罗在25节里面命令基督徒。
Paul in verse 25 has commanded the Christians
要顺着圣灵行事。
That to keep in step with the Holy Spirit.
我们说过顺着圣灵行事。
And we have said that to keep in step with the Holy Spirit.
就是每一个思想每一个动作都跟圣灵同步。
That is every thought and every step is at the same, sharing the same step as the Holy Spirit.
这个In the same step, 就是走在同样的步伐中。
In the same step, meaning your step is simultaneous together.
它原文是跟军事有关的。
Originally, it has a relationship with military.
是维持一个军队的队形向前前进。
It's to maintain a uniformity of the military that they proceed at the same time.
所以它是要 keep in the right line, 就是你要保持自己在对的那个线上。
So therefore they have to keep in the right line.
这是为什么会读圣经的人告诉我们其实这一幅图画到了保罗在用的时候它是有好像跟圣灵一起跳舞的那个味道。
This is why Paul is telling us until and we read to up to the step. It has the meaning and significance of like dancing with the Holy Spirit.
因为你要跟别人一起跳舞就要很多方面的配合。
Because if you want to dance with other people, you will have to complement each other.
这个要做得好。
And you have to do this well.
是需要很多严格的练习的。
It takes very many strict practices.
Jay Packer, 巴克弟兄他有一本很好的书。
Jill Hacker Parker, brother, he has a very good book.
与圣灵同行。
To walk in step with the Holy Spirit.
当一个人学会了跟圣灵一同跳。
When a person learns how to dance with the Holy Spirit,
基督的生命在里面就越来越成熟。
The life of Christ in him will become more and more mature.
不只是有圣灵所结的果子。
Not only does he have the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
而且我们可以自由地来建立美好的人际关系。
That we can freely establish a beautiful human relationship.
为什么这么说呢？
Why do I say that?
因为只有一个跟圣灵同步的人
Because only when a person is in the step, same step as the Holy Spirit,
他才有自由
Will he then have freedom?
不要成为一个贪图虚荣的
Will not become one that is conceited.
26节有一个很有趣的地方
There's a very interesting point in verse 26.
也是很重要的
Also a very important one.
他说不要贪图虚荣。 虚名。
She said, do not be conceited.
彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
Provoking and envying each other.
那这里他其实是启示了一个很重要的原则。
Here actually has revealed a very important principle.
那就是我们对别人的态度。
That is our attitude towards other people.
其实是根据我们对自己的看法。
It's actually basing on our own point of view towards ourselves.
因为这里说，当我们成为一个贪爱虚名的人的时候，
Because when we become one who loves vainness and vanity,
我们就会彼此触怒，互相嫉妒。
Because then we will actually provoke each other and stir each other to anger.
这是为什么一个人对自己有一个正确的看法，是建立美好人际关系的根基。
That is why when a person has an accurate point of view towards himself, it's the foundation to build up a beautiful relationship.
那我们来仔细的看一个希腊字。
Let's look carefully at one Hebrew word.
Kenodosia.
Kenodosia.
这个字中文圣经翻作贪图虚名。
And this, the Chinese Bible translated it to be conceited or in vanity.
其实这个字真正的意思，
But actually the actual meaning of this word,
它是在形容一个人，
is describing a person,
他对自己有一个不真实的、虚幻的、错误的看法。
He has an unreal, surreal point of view towards himself.
用台湾前几年流行的一个说法，
Using a saying that has been popular in Taiwan a few years ago.
就是他的自我感觉特别良好。
And that is that his self-feeling towards himself is especially good.
这个字在英文的一般的写作里面，
This word, actually, in the general writing in English,
有的时候会跟 puff up 这个字，就是自高自大，互用。
Actually, sometimes it's interchanged and interused with the word puff up.
有的时候会跟 swollen-headed.
Sometimes you will be even, your head is swollen, swollen-headed.
头脑发肿了的人。
People with a swollen head.
哦，这是英文的说法。
This is the English way of saying.
中文呢？
In Chinese,
自高自大。
That is self-righteous.
或者说没有本钱的骄傲。
A pride without any actual support.
他总认为，
He always thought that
全世界的人都应该关心他。
The whole world should care for him.
认可他。
Recognize him.
注意到他。
Pay attention to him.
如果他发了一张照片，
If he had sent out a photo,
全世界的人都应该给他一个赞。
Everybody should give him a like.
如果没有，他就很痛苦。
Without it, he feels so sorrowful.
有的人说，哦，我不要去聚会。
Some people say, I don't want to go to gathering.
你问他，你为什么不聚会？
You ask him why he doesn't want to go.
我去不去，没有人在乎。
It doesn't matter whether I go or not. Nobody cares.
你听懂什么意思吗？
Do you understand what that means?
因为他觉得他是如此的重要。
Because he feels that he is so important.
如果他没有去，
If he hasn't gone,
那个小家所有的弟兄姊妹应该都要哀哭切齿，说怎么可以他没有来呢？
That small cell group, everyone should be weeping and say, wow.
这样他就会说，那我就要去了。
So if that's the case, then I will go.
结果他很失望。
In the end, he was very disappointed.
他没有去。
He didn't go.
没有一个人问。
Nobody asked him.
哇，痛苦的要死。
So sorrowful.
这样的人。
This kind of people.
就是叫做 Kenodosia.
It's addressed as Kenodosia.
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 这个字。
This word.
它的字根。
The root of this word.
它是两个字，两个希腊字的字根加在一起。
It's combined by two, the roots of two Hebrew words.
一个是虚空的。
One is called vanity, emptiness.
另外一个是荣耀。
One is glorious.
这也是为什么我们中文把它翻成虚名。
That is why the Chinese translation said it's an empty vanity.
这个这样的人
This kind of people
他里面缺乏安全感
His lack of security inside
他不确定自己的价值
He's not sure of his own value.
所以
Therefore
他变成了一个自我崇拜的人
So he becomes a person who worships himself.
那我们中文有的时候形容这样子的人
And in Chinese, sometimes we describe this kind of person.
说这个人用鼻孔看人
And this person is looking at other people through his nostrils.
有人讽刺某一个总统候选人
And some people is being sarcastic towards one of presidential candidates.
说他是什么东西啊
What is he?
他以为他是 God's chosen one.
He thinks that he's God's chosen one.
那这都是用来表达 kenodosia 是什么意思
This is actually trying to explain the word kenodosius.
这就让我想起以前世界级的世界重量级的拳王 Muhammad Ali.
That actually reminds me of a heavyweight champion boxer.
如果你们不懂得重量级的拳击
，there is not too many of the other heavyweight boxers.
Boxing, 你大概就不知道他是谁。
You may not know who he is.
但是如果你稍微懂一点的话
，but if you understand just a little bit about it,
你知道这个人真的是很厉害的。
You will know that this person is really powerful.
那我想到他什么呢？
So why do I think of him?
有一次他在飞机快要起飞的时候
And one time when the plane was just starting to take off,
空服员就请他一定要带上安全带
The flight stewardess asked him to put on his safety belt.
那他的回答呢
And his reply was,
他说 Superman don't need no seat belt.
He said Superman don't need no seat belts.
他说超人啊是不需要带安全带的。
He said, "Superman don't need no seat belts."
那那一个空中的服务员
，Then the flight stewardess
非常有智慧
，very wise.
他的回答是
，Her reply was,
超人是不需要飞机的。
The Superman do not need to fly in a plane.
像阿力先生这种自我崇拜。
And just like this self-worshipping situation, like Ali,
自我膨胀
is self-puff up.
其实是自取其辱
He's actually asking for insults.
他的这一段对话
this dialogue that he had
也成为他最出名的一句话
has become a most wonderful saying in
历史上人们永远会记得他的狂妄和愚昧
People will always remember his.Self-arrogance and foolishness.
Kenodosia.
Kenodosia.
是一个人一直要跟别人做比较。
It's a person who constantly wants to compare himself with other people.
什么时候有一点我比别人强
Whenever there's a time when I'm just a little bit stronger, better than the others.
他里面就开始有一个不但是膨胀
Then in him, not only is there a puff up, self-expansion.
而且会让他以为自己了不起
And it will cause him also to think that he is so great.
阿力先生在打拳这件事情上他确实是非常了不起
Mr. Ali, actually, in terms of boxing, he's actually quite good.
他就以为他是超人
So that's why he thought he was Superman.
你不要笑他
Well, don't laugh at him.
哎呀，我认识有一些人，他功课比人家好一点。
I know so many people whose homework is just a little bit better than the other people.
他就以为他是超人。
So then he thinks he's a Superman.
我也看到有些人他比人家赚的钱多一点，他就以为他是了不起的人物。
I've also seen people who's made just a little bit more money than the other people, and he thought.
那更不要说那些当官的。
And not to say those are official dignity.
有人觉得自己是美女。
And some people think that they are so beautiful.
就很了不起。
And they're so great.
这些已经是让人觉得很受不了。
And these are already things that cause people to really cannot.
最让人受不了的。
The worst.
最可笑的。
Most lovable one is.
就是有人以为自己的神学最纯正。
And some people think that their own theology is the most pure.
自己最属灵。
That he is most spiritual.
当你有这样的认为的时候。
When you have such kind of thinking.
你就是保罗在这里讲的。不要变成 kinodosius.
And this is what Paul is describing here. Do not become kinodosius.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。